Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and you're probably going to hear my voice cracking today because at 49 years old, I am finally going through puberty. It's a very exciting but confusing time for me, and thank you for your support. I'm sick with germs, but the podcast must go on. So today we're going to talk about those dang customers who let their boxes fill up and don't come and empty their mail. You know, there are some letter carriers out there who do that in their own boxes. And like, dude, come on, empty your freaking mailbox. So how are you supposed to handle that? Well, first I want to talk about the things that you don't do. What you do not do is start picking and choosing what you're going to deliver. Like, I have seen it done where mail gets all full in a box and carriers will go through and like pull out the ads. What you have to realize is that the ads are deliverable mail just like everything else, and they don't get different treatment. They go into the box just like everything else. And so if you take them out of the box selectively, then you're not delivering all the mail, and that's a pretty significant violation. So you can't just like, oh, the box is full, so I'm going to stop delivering the ads. That is not okay. If people put in their box like first-class mail only, they don't get to make that choice. We deliver all the mail that is addressed to them. We don't pick and choose what we deliver, whether the customer wants us to or not. So as that box gets more and more full, your job is just to keep jamming that mail in there. And maybe if you want to be courteous, you can like pull all the mail out and try to like straighten it out. Because once you start jamming, then it crumples up and then it really diminishes the available volume of that mailbox. But at some point, it's going to get completely full. And so when that happens, we have a form here in Las Vegas that says your mailbox is full and your mail has been taken back to the post office where it'll be held for 10 days. So please pick up your mail or make other arrangements within 10 days or it'll all be returned to sender. And so that's what you're going to do. You're going to take the mail out of the box and then you're going to put that slip inside the box and you're going to hold their mail at the post office. Now, very important that when you do that, you hold all their mail, including all the ads, all that stuff, all comes back to the post office because right now it's still all their mail. That mail belongs to them. So you can't return it. You can't throw stuff into the UBIM until these people have had a chance to claim it. So it goes to the post office. It waits for 10 days. Any mail that continues to come in during that 10 days, it gets added to that pile. So instead of putting it in the box, you're going to, you know, keep it at the post office. It's almost like a vacation hold. And you're going to wait there for that full 10 days to elapse. Now, during those 10 days, I set up this episode with the idea that this is just somebody who doesn't pick up their mail. So if it's somebody who's moved or if the place is now vacant, there's different ways that you're going to handle that. But in this case, we're just talking about they just haven't picked up their mail. So finally, at the end of that 10 days, if they come down and pick up the mail, then great. Once they've picked it up, you resume delivery, start filling up their box again, and you deliver as normal. If they don't come down and pick up their mail, then at the end of that 10 days, you're going to go through all of that mail and anything that is non-preferential. These would be the classes standard, nonprofit, marketing, or bound printed matter. If it's one of those four classes of mail, it goes into the UBIM. Technically, it still needs an endorsement, which is a reason for non-delivery, and that would be unclaimed. So that goes in as unclaimed, and then everything else that's either preferential, like first class, periodicals, priority, anything like that, will get returned to sender as unclaimed. And also anything that has an ancillary service endorsement, like electronic service, forwarding service, return service, all of that goes back as unclaimed. And then here's the crazy part. Once you've done that, the 10 days is expired, you've thrown 3/4 of their mail into the UBIM and the other quarter into the return to sender is unclaimed. Now what do? Well, you go back, you pull out that blue slip, and you start filling their box again. Because remember, this is unclaimed mail. That customer needs the opportunity to claim that mail before you can return it. And so all that mail that was in that pile, that mail is unclaimed, but now this new mail, you know, they have to have a chance to claim it before you return it to sender. So it means the process starts all over again. All right, that's your tip for the day. Be safe out there, guys. I'll catch you later.